We just have a few minutes left, and I just wanted to talk about a number of different things. So here's something that I hope will make you feel good. You know Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn and his son Rip Esselstyn, his daughter Jane Esselstyn, his wife Anne Cryle Esselstyn. They have been working tirelessly for a long time promoting plant-based foods. Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn has a wonderful book, Prevent Heart Disease. I've interviewed him and Rip Esselstyn and Anne and Jane, and they're all very lovely people. Well, they have events going on, and I want to let you know about them, because if you want to mingle and schmooze with these wonderful people and a lot of other great folks that are promoting this plant-based message that we all love or want to find out more about, these events are going on. They have these weekend events in Dallas, Cleveland, and Pasadena, and they also have a week-long retreat in October in Sedona, and I've got some discount codes for you. So if you were interested in the weekend pass, if you use the code REAL50, REAL50, you get a $50 off the cost of the weekend pass. And if you want to go to the retreat, use the code REAL150, REAL150, and you get a $150 discount. I'm really happy to be able to promote these events and share these discounts with you. You can go to responsibilityandliving.com. We have it advertised on our homepage. They're called Two Forks Events. So that's the number two, Forks Events. And their website is twoforksevents.com. That could be a lot of fun, meeting and greeting. When I first started getting involved in my advocacy for vegan food, I went to as many events as I could. Now, this was a long time ago, and that meant there weren't many events. So I thought I was going to all of them because there weren't that many. And then I started to organize dinner lectures in New York, and we had a very large all-vegan festival in Manhattan called The Taste of Health from, 2002 to 2006. I think it was the biggest vegan festival at the time, maybe even ever. We had about 10,000 people moving into that festival. But the vegetarian vegan festivals now are just so much better because there are many more products, many more people involved, many more businesses, and lots of information to share, so many videos and books. It's just a wealth. And you can get it all online. And I'm glad you're listening here to my program, which is available for free online for anyone. But there's nothing better than meeting people face to face. And that's this kind of disconnect we have because of the internet, thanks to the internet, at the cost of the internet, where we spend so much time looking at a screen, learning, but we're missing that human interaction, which is really what we're supposed to be doing, and feels really good when we share nice moments with people. And so events like these are really great because the food's going to be fabulous. You know, it's going to be clean. It's going to be all plant foods. It's blessed by Caldwell Esselstyn, a medical doctor, and Rip Esselstyn, too, who is really good with food. He has a number of books out with lots of recipes, of course. Manly food, food for manly men, right? He was a firefighter. For people that want to be strong, not just men, of course, I'm being silly, but for a long time, this diet, this vegan diet, plant-based diet, was thought not to be adequate for people to build muscles and was thought to be kind of a weakling, a diet for weaklings in a way. And now we're seeing that that is so not true. Many, many athletes are moving towards eating plants. Even Arnold Schwarzenegger, if you haven't read that, has given up eating meat, and he's actually working with the Chinese to help them cut their meat intake in half, I think by 2030, maybe. I may get that wrong. Or maybe right. So that's that program, those events, the real code, REAL50 for $50 off for the weekend, and REAL150 for the retreat. I hope you use it. Another thing I wanted to talk about briefly is I just published an article on the Responsible Eating and Living page. It's something I've been working on for years. I've titled it The Cancer Diagnosis, Taking Charge of Your Health and Healing. When people used to contact me about cancer and what I did to heal from cancer, I would send them a version of this article, and I've worked on it for a long time, as I've mentioned, and I'm finally very happy that I posted it and I've shared it. Many people have been reading it and commenting about it, and I want you to know about it. You can read it, you can download it, you can share it. There's a lot of great information in there and links to resources that can be helpful to people who get a cancer diagnosis, which is one of the more scary things that can happen to us in life. We all know we're going to die, but it would be ideal if we could live a long, happy, healthy, quality life for, I said a long time, but long, like however long you want to live. And then when you're tired, you just go to sleep and move on to the next phase, whatever that is. But cancer diagnosis, that's like a very bad kick in the gut and scary. And I like, rather than inflicting fear, which happens a lot today by our government and by our society, scaring us into doing things, I like inspiring hope. And there's so much that you can do as an individual to prevent cancer and to bounce back from it if it happens to get a little aggressive in your body. And a lot of it, our conventional medical community doesn't know about, so they can't share it. And that's one good thing about the internet. So please visit and read the cancer diagnosis and please share it. And again, if you want to know more, you can always email me, just like Joel was saying. He's happy to engage with anyone, and he shared with his email. I do the same thing, info@realmeals.org. Please, if you have any questions, comments, I want to hear about them. We have, maybe 4 minutes left. I wanted to tell you that I am eating chia seeds. Okay, the show is called It's All About Food, so I like to talk about food. And it's not that I never had chia seeds before. I've had some chia puddings that my friends have made. I've never really liked them. I'm sure I've had them in different things. But I've always opted at home to buy flax seeds. The primary reason is flax seeds are a lot cheaper. And from what I've read, they're pretty even in terms of the omega-3 fatty acids that you can get from them. So I stuck with flax seeds, and I've been using them for a very, very long time and very happy with them. But as I mentioned, I've been in California for 2 months. We're actually going to be California for another month before heading back to New York. And I don't have all of my pantry of staples that I love. And I love to prepare food and cook food. And so it's been a little frustrating when we don't have the tools and the space that we like to have to prepare meals. And we were in a store, and I saw a bag of chia seeds there, and I knew that I hadn't been eating my flax seeds because I didn't have a good blender or a spice grinder to grind flax seeds. And as you know, when we eat flax seeds, it's best to buy them whole because they will be fresh. They don't really go bad as a whole seed for a long time. And then we need to grind them because we can't digest them whole. They have to be ground. And you need a really sharp blade to grind those things. Those shells are tough. And a good spice grinder, coffee grinder, is what I use to grind my flax seeds. And I didn't have anything to do that here. And when I saw the chia seeds, and they weren't that expensive, I knew that I didn't have to grind them. So I thought, get the chia seeds. And for the last 2 weeks, I've been enjoying them. I've been putting them in my oats, my rolled oats, my steel cut oats. And I know that they should be soaked, and they're very easy to soak. They plump up and soften up very quickly once you put them in water. Even eating them plain, they have a nice little crunch like a Rice Krispies or something. So I've been enjoying my chia experience. Yes, we just have a couple of minutes left now, and I had a few things that I wanted to bring up, and I don't want to end on a sour note, but I want to inspire everybody to please contact your representatives in Congress. We have that DARK Act, and we thought it was done, but it's still happening. The Senate recently approved a version of the DARK Act, and that's to get GMO labeling kind of watered down. And there's a bit in this legislation where they want to use a QR code, the quick response code, a barcode that would be on the label. So you can't read it, but your smartphone can read it. And that means you need to have a smartphone. And that's not a good thing because people don't have smartphones. It's not convenient. And I'm thinking to myself, would any person that's selling a food product, would they not tell you what the food is? Would they not say, you have to know that on the label, it'll say what it is. It'll say it's milk or it's chocolate or it's candy or something. A distributor isn't going to want to put a barcode for what the food is because they know people aren't going to know what it is. And that's why they want to use this kind of code to say that their item is GMO, because they don't want people to know. And that's why this legislation is bad. So if you have a chance to contact your representatives and tell them to vote this down, we keep doing it, and Congress keeps throwing it back. It's not a good thing. And that's your assignment for today or tomorrow, okay? And that's it. I'm Karen Hartglass. You've been listening to It's All About Food. Join me at responsibleeatingandliving.com. Email me at info@realmeals.org. And please have a delicious week. Bye-bye.